A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sim. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display? I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
You are just number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 226. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are talking about Time Trumpet. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello.
Time Trumpet was a six-part serial from the BBC from 2006. It was set in the year 2031 and done as a type of news program, supposedly made in 2031, looking back over the previous 25 years or so.
Yes, that's right. And it's produced by a team that, as we will detail in a moment, is responsible for several TV satires. And obviously what they're doing here is sort of satirising the early part of the 21st century in Britain and British culture and politics by having this pretend look back on events from the future. And as well as being, you know, some well-known names from TV satire, there's also some very familiar comedy faces and names who appear as the talking heads doing the commentary from the year 2031.
Yes, they have comedians as their commentators. They also have future versions of a number of celebrities. So they have actors playing older versions of well-known celebrities. So the setup for this, Time Trumpet, as we said, is a television program from 2031 that is looking back on the 25 years, which were the immediate future as the program was actually made. So in 2031, meat is used as a power source. Livestock can travel and migrate by airplane. And people can eat foods in the form of pills.
Yes, whenever we're looking to the future, we're apparently always going to be eating food in pills at some point, Brian. It never seems to come about.
I don't know who that actually appeals to, but it is an idea that seems to come up.
So then we have this show which has got this slightly odd mix of reasonably well-known comedians acting as the commentators on what happened. And we'll talk again about those in a moment. Plus, we have these strange versions of current-day celebrities, but in their aged forms, played by actors, talking about, their own activities and explaining what they were up to in those early years.
And they also have excerpts from future television programs. So they've done little sketches and skits and things that are supposedly cut from these future programs. And those are quite satirical of television as well.
And they've also sort of been searching the archives for real bits of news items, outtakes from television programs, or just plain clips from other television programs. And the background team have been very busy sort of manipulating these or editing them together for comic effect or for satirical effect to sort of give this idea of a television program looking back and picking out some of the stranger aspects of British society at the time.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we should talk about the characters, and that's a bit of an odd subject for this one. Time Trumpet is narrated by Armando Iannucci, who is the director of it, and we occasionally see him on screen a little bit, but generally he's just the narrator and interviewer off camera.
That's right, and when he's in studio, he is talking to, as we say, these comedians who are acting as the commentators, the so-called, I suppose, talking heads, familiar in this sort of show where we look back at a previous time. So we have a few well-known names. We have Adam Buxton, who you may know from the Adam and Joe show. Richard Ayoade from the IT Crowd. We have a couple of stand-up comedians, Stuart Lee, Mark Watson, Joe Enright, all of whom are filmed in what appears to be a very high-tech studio, although I suspect they're actually being filmed in front of green screen with some very jazzy sort of special effects and screens and so on being projected behind them. So it looks the part of a television series from 2031, although it is slightly odd that the comedians are well-known faces of the time and they haven't aged them at all. They just appear as themselves with their on-screen names and everything, so it's quite clearly them. So that's a slightly odd feature when the celebrities have been aged up.
Yes, that's right. So the older celebrities, they have actors playing older versions of well-known people, including Tony Blair, David Beckham, Jamie Oliver, Anne Robinson, and quite a few others, including a number of clips of an increasingly strange Tom Cruise, or an actor playing an older Tom Cruise, in a somewhat amusing but rather odd take in there as well.
Yes, and some of the actors, you know, deliver recognizable versions of these characters, and others are just a bit strange and humorous. As you've said, Brian, some of the names are figures from the world stage, like Tom Cruise, obviously, and Tony Blair. But many others will be, I think, only sort of familiar to British audiences. You know, characters like Jamie Oliver, TV chef, and so on, and some presenters like Anton Deck, who I suspect are not well known outside the British Isles.
Yeah, it's quite variable how well they're known elsewhere, but yeah, that certainly is something that comes up there.
Okay, to try and give you a bit of the flavour of this show, if you've not seen it, let's look at some of the events, and in particular some of the, let's start with some of the politics, because obviously there were current events going on at the time, and in particular there was the struggle for number 10 Downing Street, the home of the British Prime Minister, which was going on at the time between Tony Blair and Gordon Brown. And Time Trumpet spends quite some time, particularly in the early episodes, looking at this political struggle, so much so that they actually have actors, supposedly as Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, sort of wrestling in the background of various shots, trying to give this idea of the struggle for the premiership of Great Britain.
And they did a lot with using actual news clips and sort of manipulating things with those as well.
Yes, again, we have this where the background researchers have produced various clips of Tony Blair and Gordon Brown and then manipulated them or edited them to make heighten this idea that there was an actual physical battle going on between Blair and Brown, as opposed to the sort of jockeying for position in political terms or House of Cards style, I suppose. Time Trumpet also spends some time looking on how the war on terror was won, and they're obviously making fun of this sort of idea of war on an abstract concept, and how that actually goes on to be, as I say, won in the show. It's a bit bizarre, but then many aspects of this show are.
Yes, they do some strange things with issues with that, which work reasonably well in that satirical sort of way. And then they go into some more out there comic type things, especially with things like the supermarket Tesco, which I believe at the time in 2006 was in a more and more dominant position as a major grocery store in the UK. In Time Trumpet, Tesco invades Denmark, not in terms of opening branches there, but an actual military invasion of Denmark with walking tripod-type machines that look like they could be from War of the Worlds. And quite bizarre sequence of things with that. That was actually, I thought, one of the better and more amusing things that they did in this series.
Yes, some bizarre sequences that they've created for a supermarket invading a foreign country. We've also got these bizarre imagined television shows that the series creates. So these are shows that never actually appeared on British television, but Time Trumpet in the future is looking back on them. So we have some odd moments, such as the singer Charlotte Church, again, probably, you know, known to British viewers, but not much elsewhere in the world, who apparently vomited herself inside out. We have a children's show called Spicy Slicey, which is all about plastic surgery for children. So you can see the sort of satire that's going on there. We have a show featuring the live autopsy of the singer Cilla Black, singer and TV presenter who has, since this programme was broadcast, has recently passed away, which does unfortunately make the show now look rather in bad taste, watching it with their sort of 2015 eyes. But there you go. I don't suppose they can predict these things when they're making Time Trumpet.
Yes, I think the show sort of flirts with bad taste on a few occasions, but we'll get into that a little bit more later, I think. So we should get on to our production notes. Time Trumpet was created and written by Armando Iannucci, Roger Drew, and Will Smith. Iannucci himself is best known for the various shows featuring Alan Partridge, played by Steve Coogan, so The Alan Partridge Show and the others, and also The Thick of It, which is a very well-known show now, which featured Peter Capaldi before he was the 12th Doctor as the foul-mouthed spin doctor Malcolm Tucker. So some big shows that Iannucci was responsible for, and the other people involved, Will Smith and Roger Drew, had both written for Iannucci's shows before as well.
So Will Smith and Roger Drew, I think, handling most of the writing duties on Time Trumpet, although, as you say, they had worked on the perhaps far more successful Alan Partridge and The Thick of It shows, which really were very, very popular and still are. Will Smith actually is an actor himself, and he appears in The Thick of It, and he also appears in Time Trumpet as a television presenter who is the star of a rather strange imagined television series called Hi, I'm Phil, the entire joke of which is him going up to people in the street saying, "Hi, I'm Phil," and then once they acknowledge him, he tells them that his real name is Will. Not the most successful joke in this series, I'm afraid, Brian.
Indeed.
The episodes are directed by Armando Iannucci himself. We've got some background and introductory music by Jack Ketch. And we've got a long credits list of people who were researchers, editors, and the visual effects team, who obviously were the ones who had to trawl all the news clips, edit them together in slightly humorous and strange ways, and also produce the spoof TV shows that we see as part of Time Trumpet in various episodes.
Yes, that's right. Time Trumpet was broadcast on BBC Two in August of 2006. When it was originally broadcast, there were some things that sort of caught up with real life a little bit. The third episode originally featured a jumbo jet crashing into the Houses of Parliament and the assassination of Tony Blair. And there was the 2006 liquid bombing attack. So there was an attack that was foiled around the same time. So they actually pushed it back. I think the third episode was aired after the fourth. And the assassination was cut out of the broadcast and also out of the DVD version.
Yes, that's right. The episode 4 aired before episode 3, although they're the other way around on the DVD set, I believe. And the sequence that they made up of a supposed assassination of Tony Blair, well, that's disappeared completely. That was obviously felt at some point to just be in too bad taste. And so that went all together, and it's not on any of the on the DVD. So I suppose that will bring us to the DVD and the availability of this show here in Region 2. Obviously, this is a very British-centric show, as you've gathered, so we do have a Region 2 DVD of Time Trumpet released from the BBC's To Entertain label in 2009. Just has the 6 episodes, no extras. Reasonably cheap at the moment, £6.40 on Amazon, and it is also available to rent by Love Film by post over here, although I can't find it on any of the other demand rental sites. But in Region 1?
In Region 1, there has been no release. I'm not aware of any overseas or certainly North American broadcasts of this. The Region 2 DVD is available as an import on Amazon.com for about $8 or on Amazon.ca for about $10. So reasonable prices, but you'll need to be able to play Region 2 discs if you want to use that.
And as we've said, it is a British-centric show, so we're not at all too surprised that it hasn't been broadcast outside the UK or is available anywhere outside on another DVD format.
Yes, that's right. So next time, we will look at some more detail of the weird celebrity appearances on Time Trumpet and compare the series with some of Iannucci's other shows and other satire in the UK, plus one or two unlikely things that were connected that showed up later.
Yes, there's sort of been some spin-offs, but we'll get to that in our next episode. And of course, we'll do our own reviews and recommendations of Time Trumpet and whether you should invest in this quite reasonably priced DVD. So some stuff to talk about when we come back.
Yes, indeed. Until then, you can find us at BritishInvaders.com, or if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you will find our group there, and we have lots of good discussion going on there.
Also, you can find British Invaders and many other geek-related shows on the Voice of Geeks Network, on internet radio network at vognetwork.com, where you'll find shows like Pod Culture, Critical Myth, The Geek Card, and of course British Invaders, where we go out on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yes, some lovely stuff there. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Yes, thank you very much. Until next time, it's Eamon in England also signing off.